Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Sheena.
And I'm Savannah.
We're following in the S theme this week of Sheena, Savannah, and Spin Out.
Yes.
So that's our movie for this week, but I want to stop and pause for a quick moment. We recorded our last episode about Paradise Hawaiian Style before the passing of Susanna Lee, so we just wanted to say we're sorry to hear that she passed, and we're sending our thoughts and prayers for her family and friends.
It's very sad.
Yeah, we always hate to lose an Elvis, a star in the Elvis galaxy there. Yeah. So, all right, on to this movie. Spin Out from 1966, Elvis's 22nd movie. Did you like it?
I did. I thought it was cute. You know, Sheena and I were on the way to lunch today. We were discussing it, and we were doing nothing but laughing about all the little moments. So I thought it was a cute movie. I thought Elvis did good, as usual. The plot was, again, decent, not award-winning, but it was cute.
It's a silly movie. Right. I mean, really, the premise is kind of crazy because he does seem to jump from girl to girl to girl.
Right.
But there were some really cute running gags. There were some charming characters. I love the music. I liked it.
Right. And something that I read on Facebook that someone had mentioned is that this time he didn't get the girl.
Yeah,
he didn't. So spoiler alert, although he somewhat did, there was a very strange scene at the end where I'm jumping to the very end, but where he kisses each of the three girls as she stands next to her husband.
Yeah.
So that was a little strange, but, it's Elvis, so I guess they were like, sure, man, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of that plot, so Elvis plays a Mike. This is his third Mike that he plays in a movie. In this one, he is Mike McCoy. And in this one, not only is he a singer, but he's also a race car driver. Mm-hmm. There you get your title, Spin Out.
Yeah.
And he is sort of all about that bachelor lifestyle. Like, he's all about... He just wants to play music, hang out with girls, not interested in getting married. But every girl who sees him, and you can't be surprised, it is Elvis, wants to marry him.
Yeah, three girls in particular.
Yes.
So that's kind of, the plot is kind of the story of, does he marry this girl or this girl or this girl, and all the tangled webs that goes with each girl.
Yeah, because they all have their own love interests in one way or another. I mean, some of them are a little more obvious than other ones, but it's really cute to see how he dodges all of them, but he also romances them too.
Like, right.
he enjoys his time with them, but he's also sort of like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is a little much.
And it's like they kiss, and then they want to get married.
Literally.
Literally.
Like, it's like... They meet Elvis for the first time. They make out right then and there. And then they're like, let's get married.
Let's get married.
Which I would probably say the same thing. But.
I'm saying that and I haven't even kissed him.
So. I know, yeah. But it's a cute little movie. It does have the sort of weird ending there of like, okay, why are we kissing each of the ladies as in front of their husbands?
And why on the lips?
As they marry other men.
But, I mean, it was a fairly passionate kiss too, but hey.
I thought so too.
Whatever.
But it was a cute ending.
It was.
Laugh. So that's sort of our plot line there. This is a quick watch. It's an hour and 32 minutes. So if you want a really cute Elvis movie with a lot of cute, funny little jokes.
Yeah.
And I really liked his supporting cast in this as well.
I did too. We saw some familiar faces.
We did, yeah. Shelley Fabre is in. This is her, second of three Elvis movies?
Think so.
Am I right on that? I know I have that in my trivia somewhere. But yeah, a couple of familiar faces. And
some of his past co-stars.
Yeah, and some of these folks have also visited during Elvis Week, so it's always nice to hear from them there.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed the race scene. That was fun.
That was fun. I enjoyed that, too.
It kept me on the edge. I was like, oh, gosh.
And really good songs. I don't
know
if I could pick a favorite, but I liked almost every single song I heard.
Mm-hmm. I also made a note that how funny was the dancing back then? I mean, those girls were grooving.
You know, I was sitting there watching it thinking, I kind of wish I could go back in time and be one of those movie dancer girls. Because they look like they're having so much fun.
And you're standing behind
Elvis, and you're just getting your groove on. And Elvis is doing Elvis, you know, just doing his thing.
I had that moment when I was watching it where you can only imagine what those girls must have felt like. You better dance really good. He's right there. I thought that was really funny.
Well, that's something that we were talking about earlier, too. And I think this goes for more movies than just Spin Out. It's interesting to me to watch these people in these really bright colored clothes on these very bright colored sets dancing, you know, these classic dance moves that we've all grown up learning, mm-hmm. or at least I did. And it's all very 60s, and you really expect someone to pop out and be like, this is groovy, or mm-hmm. some other 60s type of, you know,
lingo.
Slang. Yeah, the way we would say, oh, that's rad, or that's awesome, or something. I don't know. I sound like I'm from the 80s, which I am. But, you know, and Elvis almost seems out of place because he looks so classic and so timeless.
He does. He stands out.
He stands out in the best way. Yeah, he stands out anyway because he is so charismatic, and you just want to watch what he's doing because he's so cool. But then it's too, like, he never dresses in a silly way. He never is, I mean, other than maybe in The Clam when they sort of made him do the In the Clam song. Not in the Clam movie, but you know what I mean.
Right.
That's maybe the only time he did something to me sort of very of the times. But otherwise, I just feel like he just looks so classy and classic.
He does, so poised.
And yes, yes.
Yes.
You love the dark hair. You love the, you know.
Like the tan skin.
Yeah. He looks cool.
He was a beauty.
Yeah. And speaking of this movie, too, I wanted to mention this because I don't know that I've ever found this in any kind of trivia that, like, you know, that I've received from archives or any of my own trivia searching. I noticed at least three Elvis references, mm-hmm. I guess, about how he says something early in the movie, something like, get her a teddy bear.
Yeah.
You know? And then later, there's a reference to the Ed Sullivan Show, right. which we know Elvis performed on. There's another reference to a hound dog.
Yep.
I just thought it was really cool. I was like, I don't know if they meant for this to happen or if this is just happy coincidences that it fell beautifully into the script of a teddy bear, a hound dog, and Ed Sullivan. But
yeah.
It worked.
I love when films do that or even at the end when he broke the fourth wall and looked
straight
at the
camera. Oh, I loved
that.
I thought that
was so
fun.
He's like, I'm still single, but.
Yeah, that was really cute.
I thought that was cute.
Yeah. Do we want to go through a little bit of trivia?
Let's do it.
Cool, cool, cool. So, yeah, so this is Elvis's third movie playing Mike. He also played Mike in It Happened at the World's Fair. He was Mike Edwards. And then Fun in Acapulco, he was Mike Windgren. I've never been able to say that last name well. But he's Mike McCoy in this one. This was a fun movie for Elvis. He was into... Of course, he's a race car driver in this, and he loved, as you know, if you come to Graceland, the man loved his cars.
Yes, he did.
He also loved slot car racing, and his wife Priscilla purchased him a slot car racing set to have at Graceland in 1965, and that was housed, well, later he ended up buying like a larger track and closed in what was a patio area to the house. Later, when he, you know, was tired and sort of like, okay, I'm over my slot car racing phase, he used that space to house awards and trophies. That was the trophy building here at Graceland, which we still call it the trophy building, but now it houses the Presley family story.
Right.
So you come in there, you see the Presley family tree and family Bible, things like that. And, yeah, he starred with Shelley Fabre in Girl Happy and Clambake. She also starred on the Donna Reed Show. And if you notice, too, and I thought I noticed this, but I was like, no, maybe not. Rita Wilson, known as Tom Hanks' wife, she's one of those dancers in
really?
The background. She is. It's uncredited. What I have here is that she was called Bit Girl.
So. Oh, my gosh. Well, she upgraded later in life.
Yes, definitely. So, yeah, that's kind of... Is that all my trivia that I have? I don't have a whole lot, but I just have a little. So Elvis, this is Elvis's 22nd feature film. It's the sixth time he teamed with director Norman Taurog. Probably mangle that every time. He directed 9 Elvis movies. So, yeah.
Cool.
Spin Out. Very cool.
Cute movie.
Yeah. And, yeah, you mentioned on Facebook someone saying... They love that Elvis didn't get the girl.
Right.
Aaron on Facebook, I think that was Janet on Facebook who said that about how he didn't get the girl. Mm-hmm. Aaron said something very similar that he always was running away from marriage.
Right.
He wasn't like trying to chase down every single... I mean, he chased a little, but he was not trying to get married, which is a big difference. She also loved the ballads, All That I Am and Am I Ready?
All That I Am, yeah. Especially since I work in the, you know, the chapel. I heard that and I was like, oh my God, am I doing a wedding right now? I hear it all the time. So I love that song, and that was a great moment.
Yeah. And a lady on Facebook named Les, who... is named after, I don't know if she's named after one of the characters. She said she loved it anytime he said Les, because that's one of the characters.
That's her name. Yeah, we loved her, too.
I loved that character.
She was the drummer girl that kept saying, I'm not a fella.
I know, I loved
her. And at the end, she comes out in that hot get-up, and definitely can tell she's not a fella.
I'll tell you, I loved that dress. I love Shelley Verbray's pretty red dress. There were so many. There was a really pretty white dress that Diane McBain wore, too. So many. I loved the costumes in this. I'm like, good job. And Garrett on Facebook, too, said he loved the whole opening scene of, you know, Elvis, Mike McCoy and Shelley Fabre's character are driving down the road, and they kind of, you know, they're almost racing, and then he ends up in the lake.
Oh, I love that, too. And then he falls in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I love how it reverses, and Shelley
goes
in the lake.
And, you know, I like, too, and I thought this was interesting. You do see Elvis pretty well right away.
Right away.
Which is always nice. But I liked the opening credits in this one because... it's the gals and then the guys or something like that. How they split them into gender. I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah, so that is our take on Spin Out.
Yeah.
If you want to come see anything about Elvis's movie career, you need to come to, I bet you know already, Elvis the Entertainer Career Museum. You can find scripts and props and movie posters and all that kind of good stuff. Our next movie...
is Easy Come, Easy Go.
It is.
So we're excited about that, and we'll be watching that movie in a totally different year.
That's crazy.
In 2018.
I'm not ready for it.
It has been an incredible year here at Graceland. We have opened a lot, closed a lot, celebrated a lot. It's been quite a year, and we're really thankful that you guys have been along with us. And a way that you can help celebrate with us is to help us vote for two separate things. Miss Sheena will tell you all about that.
Yeah, it's sort of two separate entities, but it's all Graceland. Graceland is up for Best Tennessee Attraction in USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. With it being Reader's Choice, obviously you can go vote. Once a day per device. So, you know, get your computer, get your cell phone.
Desktop, laptop, iPad, phone.
Basically. And go on there and vote once a day. And then Elvis Presley's Memphis, our new complex, which we opened this year. That's what houses Elvis the Entertainer Career Museum. That is up for Best New Attraction. And that's nationwide, I believe.
Yeah.
And voting for that one ends way sooner than the other one does. Voting ends January 1st.
Right.
So please go vote for us. It's also in the same awards. It's the USA Today 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. So if you Google or if you go on Graceland.com, you will see all of this. We're asking you to vote. Go do that, and we will end 2017 on a very high note.
Very, very high note. So that would be amazing. Like I said in the last podcast, you know, we all know that we are number one, and Elvis deserves this award. So we would love if you would go vote for us and vote for the complex. And, you know, don't forget that birthday's coming along.
It sure is.
We hope you guys have a very Merry Christmas, a happy holiday, whatever you celebrate or whatever you don't. I hope you have a good one and a very, very happy new year. We're excited about all the things that Graceland's going to be doing next year, and excited to finish out all these amazing movies with you guys.
Yeah. We hope you have a whole lot of Elvis during your holiday season.
Yes, yes. There's Elvis Christmas trees, Elvis stockings. All kinds of Elvis stuff.
Elvis movies.
Go watch don't forget
Easy Come,
that.
Easy Go.
Yeah. While y'all are on break, y'all go ahead and watch some Elvis movies.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll see you in 2018.
Thanks,
guys.